Triple J.
Luke, it's Lindsay. How you doing, man?
Good. How you going, man?
I'm good. I'm very good. How have you been? Where are you at the moment?
Just in Perth. Just about to come over to Sydney, actually.
Oh, cool. So you've been spending a little bit of time at home.
Yeah, we had those first two shows on the Future Tour and had, a few days off and,
Awesome. Yeah. Do you get to spend much time back in Western Australia?
Yeah, a bit, hey, but, I don't know, this year's pretty much booked into 2012.
Yeah, right. You've got things going on. Oh, that's cool. How were the Future shows?
We've done two. Brisbane was a bit weird, like, because it was raining and there was a bit of a storm, like most of the festival. So it was a bit like, water and PowerPoints don't really go.
Well, were you guys undercover?
Yeah, 50%.
That sounds a little bit dangerous. There was no amazing costumes catching on fire or anything.
But see, I've got those headpieces on, so it's kind of perfect, lightning rod.
Lightning rod, I know, man. Oh, I'm glad we're talking to you now. You actually sound a little bit stuffed up. You're a little under the weather?
No, I'm cool. I think that's...
The phone.
Maybe just, baby town, being up at 5 in the morning or something.
Of course, how is that?
It's like bedtime. Yeah, no, it's great.
It must be, my friend Jason, who I used to do the show with, had a baby a couple of months ago, and, he says it's just amazing.
Yeah.
bit of a giggle under your voice there, though. Do you get to travel a lot with your wife and child?
A little bit. These tours, we've been mummy and daddy getaway, and, just been staying with my mum, which has been good. Because, you only wait for a day, so it's a bit of a, rough trek for a little child. But I think we're doing a big European tour in June and July, and that's going to be a whole family affair.
Yeah, because it'll be a lot of driving and stuff, so you haven't got to worry about aeroplanes and stuff.
Yeah, and tour buses and stuff, so...
Yeah. Cool. So how are you going to Europe? You're bringing, are the Swiss, your backing band, coming with you?
Yeah.
Awesome. And how's all that going? Like, how's the onstage? I saw you guys in Townsville towards the end of last year, and it's a fairly massive extravaganza. For someone who hasn't seen Empire of the Sun, who you've only been playing for about 6 months live, it's a pretty massive show.
Yeah, well, I guess it was like 6 to 8 months putting together, and I don't know, I guess we built it up so big at the start, it kind of got a bit ridiculous. It was kind of, people expecting, Spielberg to fly in on the helicopter and, it'd be like King Joffrey doing the narration and 100 dancing girls and tigers and elephants. And then it was like,
There were several dancing girls.
Yeah.
So he still dances and stuff?
Yeah, no, I just kind of revamped the show, actually, and we redid a lot of the costumes and it's kind of exponentially growing its show, which is great.
Well, that's very good to hear. And let's have a listen to some of Empire of the Sun right now. What do you want to hear off the album? I imagine there's...
I think one of the sleepers on the track is on the record is Tiger by My Side. I always wanted to be a single, but that didn't really happen.
Who said no?
I don't know. It's just you get those kind of brainwaves, through managers and companies where it's like, not really going to, maybe it's a bit long and a bit weird and it doesn't have such a particular kind of chorus.
Long and weird is what we specialize in right here. Tell us about the Brit Awards,
and I got my photo with Carly.
That's right.
Made it a very special night.
Yes, that was a night, very nice. Was it your first time that you met Kylie Minogue?
Yeah, it was, and she was a big fan.
Of course.
I went through the carpet and then I saw probably about 30 photographers, and I saw it was a perfect opportunity for me to storm the photo shoot.
So it was Kylie's photo shoot that you jumped in on? Yeah.
But it was good. She was cool, and she gave me a cuddle and a number, and when I was at dinner, and I just made up that end bit.
Yeah, you made up that end bit to a couple of people that you met. I like that. That's great. But what about Nick Littlemore? Was he at the Brit Awards?
Yeah, I saw Nick. He brought along his favourite Kerouac book to read. And I think it was a bit overwhelming. I think he wasn't feeling that well, but he, He laughed at the carpet and then disappeared.
Wow, the enigmatic, ever enigmatic Nick Littlemore.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a chat at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a little bit of a chat.
And what's going on?
I don't know, really.
So it stays a mystery, doesn't it? Well, I mean, the point is, of course, is that the album has done so well and then you've just taken it up to a different level with the live show. So, you know, that's something that, you know, whether Nick's involved or not, it's still obviously working. But, I mean, I've heard that he's doing stuff with Groove Armada and Elton John and stuff. You were over in the UK. Did you have, you know, were there any high power meetings that you had with anyone, any big ambitions that people you wanted to work with?
It was good. I got to meet Jay-Z, actually. We went to Mr. Charlie's, like a Chinese restaurant in London, and that was great.
It was the first time you met him since you did the track with him.
Yeah, it was great. I had some Don Perignon and just talked about, you know, music and this and that, and that was, it's always good to, you know, meet someone in person.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy?
Yeah, no, he's quite relaxed. Amazing with those. Those big guns, they're always very cool and relaxed. And
probably
chill.
Hasn't got a lot to worry about, really.
Yeah, no, it was real kind of special.
But apart from Empire of the Sun, what's happening with Luke Steele this year?
This year, going to be kind of exhausting the studio. Got a big few weeks and months over in the States and this and that. And taking the Empire, I guess, through Europe and the States and... Because, you know, it's gone crazy there and we haven't done any shows there. And I saw the Gomez guys the other day and they're like, what are you doing?
Awesome.
Like, get on the road.
Yeah, cool. So it's going to be massive in Europe.
Yeah. Order it is pretty crazy. And
but now you get to bathe in the adulation in person.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we're going to Mexico City and here and there. And so that and... Combined with studio things and
what sort of studio stuff? What sort, like Empire or Sleepy Jackson?
I think a bit of everything. Sleepy Records, which was due out about 8 years ago. I think I finally got to finish that, but because the Empire cow's been, you know, milking itself.
Yeah,
it's bought me a bit of time. So, but I want to try and get out this. A junk blues record I've been doing, which is...
What's it called? Icon Python?
Yeah, it's all about, I guess, tracks with no edits and stuff I do when I was angry, so it's a bit more back to my, you know, dangerous youthful days. When I'd get my six-pack old Crow and sit down the back with my four-track and try and make it sound like Tom Waits with a crappy mic that doesn't work and a four-string guitar.
Yeah, that's great. And is it just you working on that stuff?
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting, something a bit more dangerous and unprogrammed and unedited. Yeah, heaps of things.
Wow, so it's a pretty stacked up 2010 for you, Luke Steele.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you doing some... Getting in the studio on that?
Well, we just went to Japan, if you're talking about Friends or Rom, and did five shows. Yeah, we did five shows there. It was pretty cool. We actually met the guy that sold... This is a guy... He runs a snow resort in Nagano, and he was the guy that sold keyboards in the 80s. He used to work for Roland, and he used to live in LA and sell keyboards to Toto and Journey. So, you know, he just casually brings it up. You know, he goes, do you know Australian band Little River Band? And then he starts mentioning all these other bands that he's worked with, including, Toto, Journey, the Doobie Brothers. We're just like, by the end of the conversation, we were convinced he'd written What a Fool Believes. It was mad. So, yeah, I'm gonna be riding on that story for months, I reckon.
That is a cool story.
Yeah, it's
pretty... Man, maybe a bit more sense, a bit of a Toto influence on the new ROM.
Oh, that would be, I mean, you know, if you haven't already picked up the Toto influence, but now we're going to add the keyboards, that would be mad. Actually, Jason's still there with his girlfriend and kid. They're spending a month in Japan and he's playing an acoustic show at the end of March.
Oh, wow.
We spoke to him earlier today. It was very, very funny. The one question I do have to ask, has there ever been a talk of a collaboration with Billy Ocean? Because the first time I ever heard Walking on a Dream, I immediately thought Caribbean Queen.
Oh, man, you guys are so on the pulse. It's funny you said that because we just had a meeting with him.
All right. You went out for dinner with him and Kylie Minogue?
Yeah. I don't know if that room's worth starting. Hey,
nah, probably not. Let's squash it right now.
The Carly one, we could probably milk something and push that one a bit more. It's good for my reputation.
Yeah.
Hanging out these pop princesses.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that you had dinner with Kylie Minogue. That's awesome. Hey, Luke,
I covered that one. I said that was a joke, that one.
You did, All right. Yeah, that's true. Right. All right, man. Well, have fun at the future music festivals and then have fun in the studio. It sounds like you had a busy year ahead of you.
Hang on a second. I've got something coming through on the other line.
All right.
It's just Kylie. I'll give her a call back. What was that?
I was saying say hi to Kylie for me.
Yeah, I'll give a call back in a bit.
Good on you, man. Hey, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, man.
Cheers, Luke. See you, man. See you, hey, let's listen to some Sleepy Jackson right now, actually. Why not? What about Vampire Racecourse?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's take it right back there. All right, on Triple J, here's Sleepy Jackson. Thanks, Luke.
All right, thanks, man. It's the Doctor! On Triple J.